Okay, so we're going to start this properly now. We've got the introductions out of the way, we've got the basic overview out of the way. This is episode 3, but technically episode 1 on the official video gaming narration. I'm going to start with fighting games. So, fighting games are like the quintessential competitive game. There's racing games and shooters and many others, but fighting games are what it's most basically like when it comes to competitive spirit. So much so there's tournaments based around it and many other events. It's also one of the oldest types of video gaming, right up there with Space Invaders and early Mario. You've also got games like Street Fighter and Tekken. Fighting games, when it comes down to the basics, is just one man fighting another man side by side, maybe in a 3D environment, usually 2D. Well, 3D models in a 2D environment, you get the idea. And it really embodies that kind of spirit video gaming has kind of lost, the down-to-earthness. When it was an arcade cabinet, you could see the guy to the right of you. You were fighting. Then, obviously, when it came local on console, you could see the guy you were fighting to the right of you with your other controller. These days, fighting gaming's online, and all video gaming's online pretty much, which obviously isn't a, it's a general statement I can make, and obviously sound important on, but it's true. And when that's like an example. When I was fighting my cousin on Spyros' Spy on the PS2, old game, I won quite a bit. That's not bragging, it's true. And when I did, he punched me in the shoulder. And while it hurt, I deserved it because I was rubbing it in. The point is, when I fight a guy online, in any game, whether it's a racing game and I beat him or I beat him in a fighting game, he can't do anything except yell very offensive things down the microphone. And he has a right to. I mean, obnoxious. But the point is, it feels like that kind of personal element has been lost. That's why fighting games take it back to their core roots. One-on-one, person-to-person, can have fun. Obviously, there can be AI fighting games too, where you beat up AI and therefore it's just kind of weird. Not that those games are bad, but obviously, fighting games are designed to be played with other people. Games like Mortal Kombat, Soul Calibur, Tekken, Street Fighter, etc., etc. Those games kind of embody what gaming used to be like and it's kind of changed out of. Not saying they're a relic that needs to be forgotten, because God no, fighting games are still very fun and very prevalent. I just feel like they're slowly falling behind the games like first-person shooters and open-world games that seem to have dominated the market at the moment. Now, personally speaking, I have two favourite fighting games, franchises. That'd be Soul Calibur, because Soul Calibur encompasses the 2D fighting style on a 3D plane, meaning you can walk in every direction, as well as having that kind of quirky Japanese anime-esque fighting style I love. Everyone's got weapons, no one takes any damage though. Well, blood damage is what I meant. There's no violence. If well, there's violence, but there's no actual graphic violence. And it also has a very decent but complicated story, good design, and a creator character mode that works out pretty well. On top of cel shading, so the art still looks good after many years, and it all evened out to make a pretty good game. Second is Mortal Kombat, because Mortal Kombat is well known for being violent, but there's more to it than that. The actual story's been carried out numerous times through comic books, as well as re-ramped through the actual games themselves. Mortal Kombat now is kind of a reboot. And those games kind of encompass a more meaty, slow fighting style that's kind of died out. Most fighting games these days want to be fast-paced and action-packed. Mortal Kombat usually just guys uppercutting each other, which isn't bad. I think it kind of makes it more unique, on top of the many things that make that franchise special. Now, games like these, as I said, are kind of dying out, but they're still being kept alive, which is good. My main concern with gaming on the whole is the one-on-one style when it comes to these sort of games will soon be forgotten. Games these days feature more massive open-world shooters, like big servers, survival games even. Those kind of games kind of take away the personal element. Sure, you'll be playing with friends or the random person you've met online, but the kind of one-on-one mentality you'll get from these games, for lack of a better word, it's kind of not the same. That's like, say, if you were to play the new Street Fighter coming out, so the new Street Fighter has come out, and you play with a friend, you'll probably like share some laughs or get really upset at him and not be friends anymore. But the point is, that's a personal interaction the game has created. On top of that, the games themselves are a rush to play. Killer Instinct, for example, has musical combos you can do that blend in with the actual game. Stuff like that makes it feel like a unique experience. Sure, after playing a shooter and shooting 100 faceless mooks in the face, that's going to take it out of you, but beating up a colourful character to sound of music in a 36-hit combo, that's going to be awesome. So that's the kind of fighting game I miss, the kind that has a bit more character, bit of fun. My personal favourite fighting game is a hard pick. I guess before I go on to that, I should probably talk about other fighting game type variants. For example, I mean, it's For Honor, for example. For Honor was a 2017 medieval combat game by Ubisoft, but it's more accurately a one-on-one fighting game that kind of somehow awkwardly breaks out into a four-person gangbang, I guess you could say. You shouldn't say that, but stuff like that, while fun and very good, well-designed game, very neatly transitions into one-on-one, isn't really a true fighting game. That goes more in a different category I can't really name down at the moment. But fighting games on the whole are kind of adapting, good and bad. Some have died off or are awkwardly trying to stay alive, but some are kind of thriving in the new age. And that kind of means the art form's never going to die. Also, I say kind of what I'm realizing. Nah, don't worry about it. Anyway, I ain't talked to myself, I'm not crazy. That's basically fighting games as of now, as of 2019. Still here, still going, still fun, and very unique experience in compared to other games you'll play. It's like you can't really compare a racing game to a shooter, you can't really compare a fighting game to chess, can you? Sure, they're both games and they're both competitive, so you can compare that, but you can't compare similarities to how the game functions, and that's what makes it special. Anyway, well, I'm going to call it here for now. It's been a longer one. Hopefully, most of the episodes from now on will be roughly this long. And thank you for listening, if you're listening at all. I'm going to cut out now to Virtual Insanity by Jamiroquai. Also, these songs, I don't know how monetization works and if I'm going to get sued for this. So, Jamiroquai, please don't sue me. Sue me. I can't even talk, I'm so flustered. Also, the opening song was a Bourgeois Shangri-La by Miss Lee. Great artist. Anywho. Goodbye now, and feel free to ask any questions. It's been a pleasure. Bye, guys.